It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. A 22-year-old woman was at a club in New York just a couple of weeks ago when a friend of hers slapped her on the butt, but she didn't know it. She thought it was the bouncer. Well, this young lady started choking the bouncer out.
Jeez, wow.
Out.
Okay.
Wow. She's only 125 pounds. The bouncer, of course, pretty big guy.
She took him?
She took him down, knocked him out unconscious.
Jeez.
Now she's facing felony strangulation charges.
Wow. It wasn't him?
No.
He didn't smack her.
Oh. Her friend. Little tap on the rear.
Oh, no.
And then she all of a sudden went into kung fu fighting.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Stranglehold. Ted Nugent.
Jeez.
Woman in Florida wanted her town to install speed bumps. And she claims the mayor said he could make that happen.
Okay.
If he'd just sleep with me.
Well, how many times have I heard that? Jeez. All right. Well, make it happen then. Jeez.
Now she's claiming that he should step down, and it's getting a little nasty.
Yeah, I would imagine
with
so.
With these elections, and especially in Florida.
The speed bump. That's all I needed. Wow.
Did you see any speed bumps? No. So clearly you didn't sleep with him.
No. Wow.
And the way things are now, no harm, no foul.
Can I just bribe you with money? Can I not just do that? Wow.
Nope.
Well, Anna in Mobile County, Alabama, she had to go to the dentist, Mike, after her vampire fangs wouldn't come off of her actual teeth.
What?
Yeah, she bought some Halloween teeth for $3, used what she thought was a temporary glue to stick them on there.
Oh, no.
Couldn't get them on. It was a real deal. So she had to go to the dentist. She couldn't get them off. They could barely get them off. They were almost going to use a saw.
Wow.
To drill the teeth off. He finally just had to yank them.
That's where you go. Maybe I should just wear them.
Yeah, or maybe I should just sleep with the mayor. Maybe that'll help. Jeez. Wow.
At least I'll get something out of it.
Ooh. And there's a company, it's called Thinks, and they just debuted a new product. It's pumpkin spice pee-proof underwear.
So, nice.
Yeah, right? It's pumpkin colored.
Yeah.
And it absorbs, you know, any leaks that you might have. Several different styles they sell, $28 to about $39 a pair. So if you always wanted your crotch to smell like Thanksgiving, now's your chance. They're called Thinks, people. What do I smell? Do I smell pumpkin? Is that you, Carla?
Well, Christmas is right around the corner.
That's right. It is right around the corner, Mike. Put that on your list for me. It is Thursday, next in line. That's your other news.